A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Lamed Vav, Yevamos 36b, pagination 72, about a quarter of the way down, right after a two dots, Ein Havalad Shel Kayama, quoting from the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah one page back and get our bearings. So we're on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, 35b, pagination 70, about seven lines down. Hakonis is Yevimto, a person married the Yevama thinking he was doing Yibum. Venimtsis Mu'uberis, turns out she's pregnant, and we need to watch what happens here and see if the deceased brother indeed has a child, in which case Yibum was totally inappropriate. Viyolda, she gives birth. Bizman Shavalad Shal Kayama, if the child is viable, Yotzi, he's got to get rid of her. No marriage with her. That's forbidden, because it's an Eshes Ach, Shalobim Makom Yibum, the wife of your brother, without a Yibum application, because the deceased brother does have a child now. V'chayavin B'Karban, and they're going to be obligated to bring a Karban atonement. The next case is the one we're going to focus on, though. But if the child is not viable, yikayim, he's allowed to keep her as a wife. The logic being that it turned out that indeed the deceased brother does not have children. Our Gemara, Lamed Vav Amid Beis, 36b, quotes from the Mishnah, Ein Havalad Shel Kayama, if the child is not viable, and the ruling of our Mishnah was he's allowed to keep her as a wife because it was a Yibum application because the pregnancy did not produce a child. Tana Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Amru, Yotzi Beget. But the Gemara says, there is a dissenting opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that he must divorce her, basically because he had no business marrying her. She was pregnant. We don't know where the pregnancy is going. It could be that you're marrying a woman that's your brother's wife and is totally forbidden to you. So Rabbi Eliezer says, even if it turns out that the pregnancy is not viable, and it turns out that it could be that Yibum should be done, nevertheless, you have to give a get and do not keep her. Amar Rava, Rava said, Rab Meir and Rabbi Eliezer Amru Davar Echad. Rab Meir and Rabbi Eliezer are saying the same principle. They're holding Lishitasam, the same opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Hada Amran, we just told you, Rabbi Eliezer, that's fine. That's a case where he should not have been with her because he doesn't know where the pregnancy is going. Even though it turns out that the pregnancy was terminated and he should or could do Yibum, we don't let him. We make him give a get and stop that marriage. Rabbi Meir is comparable to Rabbi Meir's opinion, to Tanya, as we learned. Lo yisa adam me'uberes chaveru me'nekes chaveru. A person is not allowed to marry the pregnant wife of his friend. Meaning, his friend divorced her. She's available. He's not allowed to marry her. Ve'imnasa, and if he did, yotzi velo yachser olamis divi Rab Meir. Rab Meir takes a very harsh position on this. And if you did marry the pregnant wife of somebody else, obviously divorced, but it's carrying the fetus from that other person. So Reb Meir holds, you have to divorce her and you're not allowed to take her back ever. We're worried for the safety of the child, and he never should have done it. And if he did it, we take a harsh position. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, yotzi, you divorce her, you separate. And when it's time that you're allowed to take her back, you'll be allowed to take her back after she's done nursing the child. You'd be allowed to take her back, according to the Chachamim. But again, what was the statement the Gemara was looking for to compare the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says, by Yibum, even when it becomes permitted, because the child dies, and the pregnancy of the deceased brother wasn't viable, and Yibum was appropriate, Rabbi Eliezer holds, yeah, but you did something wrong, and you have to give her a divorce, and you're not allowed to stay married to her. We take a harsh stance. And Reb Meir, likewise, in a different application, also took a very harsh stance of somebody who married at a time that he wasn't supposed to, by a pregnant woman. Reb Meir holds, you shouldn't have done it, and if you did it, you give a get, and you're never allowed to take her back. Amalei Abaye, at the end of a line, Abaye says, Mimai, who says, and this is classic Talmud, making a differentiation between Rabbi Eliezer, who's talking a case of Yibum, and Reb Meir, who's talking a case of a pregnant woman for the benefit of the fetus. We don't want her to marry until the child is safely born and gets nursing time and is weaned. Dilma lohi, and therefore they're not comparable. Ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Eliezer hacho. It could be that Rabbi Eliezer only said his rule by Yibum, mishum de kapoga b'isur eshes ach de oraisa, because it's so serious what the guy did. He went and lived with his sister-in-law, his brother's wife, which is biblical, high level of offense. Aval hasam, but over there, where it's the fetus of a different man, dirabonon, that's rabbinic. It's like a preference. We've decided it would be to a greater protection of the child not to let the mother marry. Kirabonon svirale, it could be that by a rabbinic thing, he would allow remarriage as long as they separate, as we said that they should separate during the pregnancy and until the child is weaned. Inami, or quite frankly, the reverse could also be true. Ad kan lo kamar Reb Meir hasam. Reb Meir said it over there, ele mishum d'rabbanan, because it's only rabbinic. V'chacham masu chisig l'divrayim, yosu mishal Torah, and the chachamim knew that they have to strengthen their statement a lot. Otherwise, people will not obey. You'll have somebody who sees a pregnant woman available for marriage. He'll go and marry her. And if you don't take a harsh stance on it, so if you catch him, they'll separate, and then he'll marry her again. And everything is not taken seriously. So the Chachamim said, oh no, if we catch you marrying a woman who was pregnant from somebody else, so even though halachically she's an unmarried woman at this time, she got a divorce, but we don't want you doing it, and therefore if you do it, you'll never be able to marry her. Aval hacha mid oraisa, but if you're dealing with a case of eshes ach, of yibum, of a woman who's totally prohibited to you on a biblical level, mifresh parshi mina, people stay away from that. And if you have one person who decided to live with the yavama before it was clear where the pregnancy was going, so he's the odd one out. No one is going to emulate him, because everybody understands that you're dealing with a very serious biblical prohibition. If the child were to be a viable one, then she's not a yavama, and there's no place for yibum. So Abaye says, even though it looks like a lashitosam between Reb Meir and Rabbi Eliezer, really, you could say arguments one way or the other to make either one more strict. One final statement. Amar Rava said, "Well, the divrei chachamim, According to the sages, the Chachamim position that we said that Meuberes Chavero, the pregnant woman of somebody else, that we wanted to protect the child and said you're not allowed to marry her at this time. So they said that you should separate until such time that the child is born and weaned. Yotzia beget. You have to actually give her a get and divorce her, not just separate. Amar Mazutra, Mazutra said, Dekanami. That's exactly the wording of the statement. If you're careful in the way it was worded, you'll realize that's exactly what the intent was. Diktani, because it says, Yotzi. You should send her out. For Loktani Yafrish, it doesn't say they should separate. It says they should send her out. Shema Mina, that the Rabbonon actually require that she be divorced from that relationship, even though they're lenient and say you're allowed to remarry her at a later time. But at the time of prohibition, she actually has to be halachically divorced. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.